It was a stunning announcement this week as Salisbury University President Janet Dudley Eschbach announced that she was stepping down at the end of June of next year after 18 years at the helm.
It has been an incredible pleasure and honor to serve as president of Salisbury University since 2000. This is an outstanding institution that was very strong when I came here, and I think is much stronger today.
But after a one-year sabbatical to help with the transition and other projects, she will return to become involved in the Spanish language department. Dudley Eschbach came to the university in the year 2000 and is the longest-serving president in the institution's history. When she arrived, the university had around 6,400 students. It has now grown to just under 9,000. The campus has seen numerous new buildings, including the Purdue School of Business and the Academic Commons. And the university president prides her tenure. They've reached out to the local community in a number of ways, including the town and gown.
And that community building goes beyond the campus. We created the Town Gown Council. We really have tried hard, literally. Remember, there used to be walls and fences around the campus. We literally have tried to break down some of the barriers between the university and our surrounding communities.
She's been in higher education for around 39 years, starting out at the age of 25 as a teacher, which was her first love, and then rose through the administrative ranks. When she looks out at the political and social landscape, she says one of the biggest challenges for educators is making a better case for higher education to a doubting public.
There are many concerns about affordability, the cost of higher education. Is it worth it? Is going to college or university worth it? And not just in terms of an individual's earning power once they've graduated, but in terms of quality of life, in terms of the type of civic engagement that we need for all citizens of the United States.
The cost of higher education dominated last year's presidential election. Dudley Eschbach noted that costs have risen sharply over the years. She said she recently visited the university bookstore looking at the section for Spanish language courses.
I was hoping nobody was watching, but I went to the section where Spanish books were sold, and there was a Spanish language text that was over $200. You know, I've still got on my bookshelf from when I was a freshman in college a book that was maybe $1.95, right? Brand new.
So why has the cost of higher education gone up so dramatically over the years? One of the main drivers, she says, lies with state lawmakers.
The imperative is to keep costs down, which is very hard to do when state legislatures nationwide are reducing the state funding for public institutions. So what tends to happen, if public funding decreases, then tuition and fees tend to rise. Well, we're publics. We should remain affordable.
But she notes there's another reason why education is unlike any business.
Higher education is very people intensive, okay? It's true that much today is offered online, whether it's a course that's 100% online or a hybrid course of some sort. But people still want the high touch of faculty to student interactions.
Salisbury is also a smaller rural institution, as opposed to, say, University of Maryland College Park with its 38,000 students. And Dudley Eschbach says that can have an impact on decisions made by the Board of Regents.
Salisbury University is challenged by the fact that we are governed by a university system Board of Regents, which is focused on the Baltimore area institutions. Salisbury University, UMES, Frostburg are kind of seen as just, you know, if you will, being farther from the center. And since I've been president, I think since the Board of Regents was formed in 1988, the new university system came together, there never has been a regent, a member of that governing board, with a degree from Salisbury University.
University president is quick to add that during her tenure, Salisbury has been able to acquire funding for capital projects between 20 and 30 new buildings over the years. But she adds it involves drawing in the private sector.
So the way I was able to get some of the facilities that you see around campus was through private fundraising to get a major multi-million dollar gift that I would then take to the Regents and say, here's somebody who wants to give me $8 million, but only if the state will make this project happen within a five-year window. That's how we got the Purdue School of Business. That's how we got the Patricia Argarelli Academic Commons, for example.
For Dudley Eschbach, higher education is not just about filling minds with facts or figures or getting ready for a job. It's also about civic engagement, especially in these turbulent times, both at home and abroad.
We, for our students, care deeply that students graduate not only with a diploma, but prepared to be active, involved citizens. Because as we can see very clearly in our country today, we need more of that.
Now all eyes turn to who will succeed her as president of the university. Whether or not she will be involved in that selection, it has to be, in her words, a good fit. And with the 100-year anniversary of the institution coming up in 2025, she says her successor should be expected to stay for the long haul.
The reason we've achieved what we have here with the improved funding on the capital project side, the new buildings you see, and the operating budget side is because of some stick-to-itness. It has taken years for me to get to know legislators, the governor, members of the Board of Regents. So it's my hope that someone comes who intends to stay here at least through the 100th year anniversary.
Oh, yes. And what does she think about being the first woman to occupy the university presidency?
I have not particularly given much thought to, the longest-serving female president. It's not... I'm just trying to do the best job I can. I try to put my heart and my energies into the job. A presidency is so much more than a job. You know, it is a calling. It requires a great deal of dedication and brings great reward.
In the end, for Dudley Eschbach, this is the right time in her life for such a change. But she adds, it's not to say it hasn't been an emotional moment. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.